Today.
It's Saturday night, and we're here at Eastern Time, 8 o'clock. We want to talk to you about absolutely anything. We're here for the next 2 hours, and I mean it when I say absolutely anything, because whatever's on your mind, maybe there's something that you've just been itching to get off your chest. Maybe you want to rant about some sort of political issue. You want to rant about the debates, of course, the hot thing, I guess, on everybody's mind this week.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's something completely different. Maybe something from your personal life. Maybe there's a little bit of a problem with the significant other. You want to get somebody else's opinion. We're here for you. My name's Ian.
And I'm Mike.
I'm Skylar.
Skylar's sitting in tonight for the vacationing man-witch. And he's not, he hasn't abandoned the show. He's got these prior commitments.
Right.
This is our fourth week being syndicated, and prior to the syndication deal, he bought a ticket to, I think it was the Boston Marathon. So he's in another state right now. But I think Manwich will be returning to the show as of next week. So don't worry. Don't fret. He will be back. But welcome to the show, Skylar. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And again, anything goes, toll free, 800-259-9231. Normally, we start out the show by doing a little bit of pre-selling of the articles that we have. Because if you don't take over the show, if you don't call in at 800-259-9231 and bring up what's on your mind, well, then we have to bring up what's on our minds.
Right.
However, the past 2 weeks, I've promised to read some emails on there, because if you email us at ftl@freetalklive.com, we're supposed to read your emails on the air,
right?
But the phone calls have just been coming in, and we honestly just haven't had a spare moment to get to any of the emails. So I figure we'll change things up a little bit tonight. We'll start the show with the emails, because, again, we're getting a backlog of them.
Right.
And I do want to read them out. So we'll start with the emails. And, again, you can interrupt us at 800-259-9231. Maybe one of the emails is boring to you. Don't tune out. Stay right where you are and call us and change the topic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the very first email that we actually got after our first syndicated show. This one from Australia.
Ooh.
Adam says, "Hi, how's it hanging?"
Nice.
"I'm listening in Australia. Please get a real email address. There's only this one on your site." Well, Adam, there's probably at least 6 or 8 email addresses on the website, so maybe you should just look a little bit closer, and I would point you to freetalklive.com. You can click the About the Show page. The ftl@freetalklive.com is the show email address.
Yeah, it's a generic one.
But if you want to email me, you can email me specifically at ian@freetalklive.com. Or if you want to email Mike, you can email mikeN@freetalklive.com. And all those addresses of all of our former co-hosts and current hosts are there on the site for your convenience. This one from Canada, Derek O. emails us. He says, "Hi, I just stumbled on your radio show, and I'm hearing you talk about Canada's healthcare system. Being from Canada, I have to say that your views that most Canadians are against it is wrong." And what he's talking about is, we had a call come in a few weeks back from someone here in Sarasota, where we originate this broadcast from. He made the claim that Canadians are rejecting their socialized healthcare system in droves. The Canadians are coming out against their healthcare system. And this guy's saying that's just not the case. He says, "Most Canadians I know don't have a problem with it. Personally, there's two things I don't mind paying taxes for. One is universal health care, and the other is proper schooling for everybody." While I do it... Now, what are you laughing about?
I'm chuckling because, you know, he's one of those people who's just, you know, he's throwing his money down a tube. He's, he's one of those people who believes that, again, the government is a magic solution for certain programs that just have to be run by government. Nobody else can do them right.
Right.
And apparently he believes that healthcare and education are those, you know, everyone has their gree-gree as far as government programs go, and those are his too. It just makes it, you know, it makes it really obvious. And some people,
what was the
for some people,
their gree-gree?
Yeah, it's like their one issue.
Huh.
It's like
I don't know, man. I can't name any government programs that worked. And I would suggest that the reason why he's saying that he likes paying for universal health care, mm-hmm. I'm guessing he's pretty young. I'm guessing he probably hasn't actually had to utilize that health care system. Because if he had, you'd think he'd have a different opinion of it. In fact, what leads me to believe he might be a younger person is his email address is Aussie24. So he listens to Ozzy. That means he's probably in the under 40 sect.
Right.
So if he's had a healthy life so far and hasn't needed to go to socialized medicine to get care...
Yeah, then he doesn't know what a headache it could be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No idea that, you know, especially if you had to go and wait on lines to get medicine every week.
Exactly. Or wait for 6 months before you can get an operation, or who knows, maybe even several years. And speaking of that, I've got something that might be relevant, but let me finish the email. While I do agree with you on the issue you're bringing up about legalizing stuff like prostitution and drugs, which we talked about a few weeks ago, I feel anything for the betterment of society, i.e. healthcare and schooling for everybody, no matter how rich or poor you are, is a good thing. And schooling is a good thing. He's absolutely right about that. High-quality schools are something that everybody should have access to.
Certainly.
Unfortunately, when you put the government in charge of schooling, that's not what you get.
Well, for example, you know, one of the things that Kerry said in the debates recently...
Oh, my God, you watched that?
Of course I watched the debates.
Oh, man.
I don't understand how you could.
how I could sit through it?
It was excruciating. I saw probably a half hour of it last night.
Actually, to tell you the truth, the reason why I could sit through those debates is to watch two brilliant debaters. Both of them, I mean, as far as the restraints that they were under, as far as debating goes, both of them are absolutely incredible debaters. I mean, maybe they're
really?
Not. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, maybe they're pulling everything out of their butt, but
John,
they can defend a point.
No, absolutely not. I absolutely disagree. Think about all the things that John Kerry couldn't say during that debate. There were so many things that where he could have said certain things that would have destroyed his campaign, and there were certain things that he just couldn't say. For example, there was one time when he... When it was brought up, someone brought up something about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And John Kerry said something, the way he phrased it was, well, we won't have a draft right away. But, you know, there was some...
Yeah, he did not say no. He didn't come out and say no to the draft.
Right. So
while George Bush did say no, but of course it means nothing. It's campaign promises. George Bush also said in the year 2000 that he was a candidate of smaller government, and he also said that he didn't think the U.S. should engage in nation building.
Huh?
Yeah. So then you got the Patriot Act rammed down our throat, and then we're over in Iraq. So go figure.
But, for example, what I was saying about John Kerry is that he says that it should be a right for every person to have good health care.
That's what Derek's saying in his email.
Right, and I absolutely agree with that, that the ability for everyone to have good health care absolutely should be a right. You have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I'm going to have to disagree
with that. No, let me listen. Let me finish.
All right.
You should absolutely have the right to pursue health care if you have the means to pay for it.
Okay, that's different.
Everyone should have the right to have access to great health care.
Everyone should have access to health care.
Absolutely.
You don't have the right to force someone to give you health care.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And see, John Kerry never makes it clear that the government shouldn't be providing that. Under John Kerry's view, that's the government's job to provide. He's not specifically saying that, though. He's not making it clear that if the government has to pay for health care, that means that we, the taxpayer, are paying for that universalized health care that the government is just going to do a bad job of providing. You know, if you compare other government programs, gee, how long does it take the post office to get you a letter? How long is it going to take you to get medication? I mean, think about it. Universalized government health care is not the way to go.
It doesn't work. And in fact, if you want a great example of what universal health care might be like for us, considering most Americans, I don't think, have ever traveled to a foreign country, and they've certainly not experienced their health care system. If you want to take a look at what it might be like, I suggest you look at the VA, the Veterans Administration. And I've got an article in regards to that. It'll point out some of the pitfalls, I think, of government-run health care, because that's a government-administrated, completely 100% government health care thing, and they're supposed to be providing all the vets with quality health care, allegedly. So we'll talk about that coming up tonight. Also, why don't you gentlemen pre-sell what you've got real quick?
I had a story about euthanasia.
Euthanasia, and Skyler?
Well, I really just want to talk about Michael Badnarik.
All right, excellent. So all that's on the way, and your phone calls at 800-259-9231, and one more email, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission. The Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And of course.
Okay, I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business, but Free Enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Right, we just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey, do you ever wonder if a certain person loves you? What's on their mind? What'll happen in the future? I'm Linda Salvin, the radio psychic, and I wonder about these things too. But I know where to go for answers. To the top psychics on Keene. Now you can talk with me or one of my favorite other psychics too. They'll give you accurate readings on love, relationships, health, work, whatever's on your mind. Want to talk with a psychic at Keene right now? This is a great time to do it because right now Keene has a special deal for radio listeners. You get a full 10-minute reading for just $1.99. You heard right, 10 minutes for just $1.99.
Call 1-800-931-KEEN to talk with a psychic now. That's 1-800-931-KEEN. Or go to keen.com/radio special. You must be 18 years old and have a credit card ready. Get the answers you need now. Call 1-800-931-KEEN or visit keen.com/radio special.
This is Linda Salvin. I'll see you on the radio and at keen.com.
1-800-931-KEEN.
Some people know all about drinking and driving.
I would often leave a bar, and I remember going out to the car, and I remember then winding up in bed at home, but I don't remember any of the middle, how I got there. I know that at certain times I would simply use the center line as an aiming device with the ornament on the hood. And just really aim the car, not actually seeing where I was going. The real tragedy, of course, in a situation like that is not what you can do to yourself, but what you could do to someone who is either bicycling on the road or walking along the road. In my case, I just simply often did not see them.
Some people don't decide how they're going to get home until they're incapable of making a responsible decision. Are you one of them?
Brought to you by Matt, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
This is Free Talk Live, the show that is all about you, the caller, and we would love you to become a caller on our program by giving us a buzz at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And also log into the website at freetalklive.com. You can check out all the great stuff there. You can shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. get involved in the BBS, check out some archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, a number of things that you can check out, and get involved with the program. Check us out online, freetalklive.com.
And there's always people hanging out in the Free Talk Live chat room at freetalklive.com. So right now, if you want to jump in there, Newbie is hanging out. He was there last week. Mr. Nobody has just hopped in there, and Lindsay's there as well. So be sure you check that out. Again, just a bunch of stuff to do at freetalklive.com. Again, the number 1-800-259-9231. We started out reading emails here, trying to do a little bit of catch-up on our emails. We just finished with Derek's from Canada, and now here's another one from Canada. This one from Robert. He says, "It seems to me that if one is honest with the new reality of the United States, it appears it is a country that is a divided nation. Is it possible that the United States is heading towards social unrest, moving to war upon its own citizens? What do you think? Love the show, Robert in Canada." What say ye?
I say definitely, and I will get more into that a little bit later.
Okay, okay.
When we get to what I have to talk
Don't forget.
I won't be distracted. Trust me.
Well, then we'll hold off on that one. Robert, thank you for the email. Again, you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. This is your show. You call us and bring up anything. You can interrupt us. We could be deep in a conversation with ourselves. Your call comes in. We go straight to it, 800-259-9231. So, again, coming up, we'll talk about the VA. You've got euthanasia.
Yes, I do.
And I know where we should start tonight.
Okay.
And rotate your microphone so that little blue light's right in front of you. There you go.
I need to just put my nose to it.
Bad mark. All right. What happened?
Okay, speaking of social unrest, now it would be real easy for us to not get distracted, because what happened recently was the presidential debates were run by the Commission on Presidential Debates.
They are currently run, and the
past two. And the League of Women Voters has removed all support that they ever showed for these debates.
They did that back in the 90s, did they not?
Yeah, right. Just basically saying that they are not going to participate in the hoodwinking of the American public.
Hoodwinking?
Yep.
Was that their words?
Interesting. That was their
wording.
And that the debates are a sham, that all these questions are scripted, that questions that would be challenging to the candidates are rejected, and that the whole thing is staged and just false.
Now, to make it seem less scripted, isn't that why they sort of set it up in the town hall type atmosphere, I would imagine?
Yes, that's absolutely what they did to make it appear less scripted to you and me and the rest of the American public.
There were only certain issues that were acceptable during that town hall. I mean, we're talking about the last debate, the one that just happened on Friday night. Mm-hmm. There were only certain issues that were within the purview of the debate. And so if the people who were in the debate asked questions that were outside of that, Charlie Gibson, who was picking all the questions, he was given all those questions, and he chose them. He was the man who picked the questions for the debate.
Let me also add that if you'll note that only certain people were called on, and those people were not allowed to respond. If you think about it, only certain people's questions were selected, and then those people were not allowed to respond to the presidential candidate's answers.
Yeah, they couldn't follow up with another question, for instance, or make another point, or clarify, or ask for clarification. And one of the things that somebody noticed, and again, I couldn't possibly get through the whole thing because it was just excruciating to watch, but something that somebody, an observation somebody made was, for instance, Bush or Kerry would have been asked a question, a direct question, specific question, and they would just give whatever answer to whatever question they wanted to, basically. They would just kind of dance around
right.
some of the questions
the issue.
And just talk in generalities and then move on. Then they'd move on.
I didn't feel that way at all, actually. I mean, I directly disagree with you. I felt that Bush did that a lot more than John Kerry
Bush
did.
Bush was who was targeted.
Bush tends to do that, yeah.
But, you know, my roommate and I were watching the debates, and we made the comment at one point during the debate that, Kerry's skirting around this issue. And no, he went back. We were watching and waiting, and he actually went back and he started talking about something else, and then came back after a long conversation where we were actually kind of impressed again about the actual debating skills and the fact that he came back and did answer the question, that he actually did turn it around after going off on a complete tangent. He did come back around and directly answer the question to make sure that he did so, and he did do it. I think he was directly answering all the questions. It might not have been the best answers in the world, but.
Sure. Yeah, so regardless of whatever you think about his debating skills, he's certainly still a socialist,
yes.
a big government fanatic.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, our man, Michael Badnarik, had a bit of a situation outside of the debates last night.
Well, what happened was is that Michael Badnarik and David Cobb, the other largest candidates for the presidential...
Michael Badnarik, Libertarian presidential candidate, David Cobb, the Green Party presidential candidate.
And they those are the largest third... those
third and fourth
third
largest,
and fourth, yeah, third and fourth largest, respectively, parties of the United States.
Believe it or not, Ralph Nader's not even representing a party this year. So, yeah, he's got supporters, but he doesn't have a party.
Well, isn't he part of the independent party or the...
There is no independent party.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I thought there was. I thought that was...
I've heard rumors that there is, but where's their website?
Yeah.
I don't. I know that there's a Green Party, and I know there's a Libertarian Party.
I was under the impression that that's also the party that Jesse Ventura is a part of.
You know what? There might be an independent party in Minnesota, but I don't think there's a nationwide one. I don't think. And we could be wrong. Call us up, 800-259-9231. Maybe you're the chairman of the independent party, and you can tell us we're wrong. Please do.
Well, Michael Badnarik and David Cobb of the Libertarian and Green Party, respectively, decided that they were going to debate in the debates last night or be arrested.
Wow.
That's what I said.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's about time that some civil disobedience occurred on the part of these third parties that are being locked out of the debates. Most Americans, over 70% of Americans, would like to see the third parties have access to the debates, because the debates, as most Americans are well aware of at this point, are a total sham. They're false, they're scripted, they're nonsense.
It's an infomercial.
Yeah, it's an infomercial, and it's also a huge campaign contribution on the behalf of the Commission on Presidential Debates to the Republican-Democratic committees. I mean, that's a huge contribution, and the debates are not nonpartisan, as the CPD advertises them to be. They're bipartisan.
They set the rules. The Republicans and Democrats created the CPD. They, old-school Republicans and Democrats, people who are high-ranking members of the party, are on the commission. They are part of the CPD. They are the CPD.
Right.
So it's in their best interest to keep everybody else out. And they figured that out for sure in 1992 when Ross Perot was in the debates and he garnered 19-20% of the popular vote. They said, whoa! We can't have this happen again.
Right, right.
So they set some rules. And actually, MTV, in their little pre-election thing on their website, which I emailed them about this, they follow the CPD rules. MTV sent me an email because I went on their website, because they had a headline article about Mike Badnarik. And I emailed them and said, thank you very much for posting info about Mike Badnarik. I'm going to go ahead and register for your pre-election and vote in it. So I registered for it, and they only gave me two choices. I said, what is this? You cover Mike, but you won't
give him as a choice. Yeah.
So they emailed me back, and they said, well, we follow the CPD criteria, and we'll go over that criteria, and we'll tell you why it is biased, and much, much more. Or you can interrupt the program and take it over, bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number for you is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Michael Badnarik, and I approve this message.
President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve a half a trillion dollars in deficit spending in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Badnarik, the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Live, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Skyler sitting in for the vacationing man, which he will return next week. We're in the middle of a conversation about the debates, the Commission on Presidential Debates, Michael Badnarik, and what happened to him last night. And we're going to continue this here. But again, if you want to interrupt the program, this is your show. Don't be afraid to call in and bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231 or shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com and log on at freetalklive.com.
Yes, please do, because there's so many things that you can check out there. You can get into the chat room. We have a few people in there right now. You can also get involved with the BBS. Start a thread. Start a flame war. Get something going on in there. You can check out the archive section the last several weeks of shows. Downloadable for you in MP3 format. And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners as well. And, you know, we haven't had a woman submit a picture yet.
No, we're still waiting for our first syndicated Shriner.
Yes.
I guess you could say.
So, ladies, send them to us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'd love to have you post it up on the site. It's not a beauty contest or anything like that, so don't worry about that.
Exactly. So where were we? Where were we left off? The three qualifications, according to the Commission on Presidential Debates, which, of course, is a very partisan organization, partisan towards Republicans and Democrats.
Yep.
Because it's made up of them. Here are their criteria, as enumerated to me by MTV, who also follows that criteria. The first one is eligibility for office, that the person is 35 years old or older, American-born citizen, all the stuff that's specified in the Constitution for you to be able to run for president. The second one is the ability to actually win the seat, meaning you're on enough ballots in the nation to actually win enough electoral votes in order to become president.
Okay.
That's... First of all, I made the point to MTV, and they haven't bothered to respond, and I don't think they ever will.
Probably not.
I made the point to them that second criteria encompasses the first criteria, because if the candidate meets the second criteria to be on enough state ballots, they've obviously qualified to be president.
Right.
Obviously, they meet the first qualification, so you can just toss that one out.
Right.
And then there's the third criteria, which specifies that candidates must have 15% in a popularity poll, a nationwide popularity poll run by Rasmussen or Zogby or something like that. 15% is a requirement.
I want to bring something up for consideration here. I want you all out there to think about this 15%, okay? Now, what happens with this 15% requirement is that if you can't meet that 15% requirement, why would the media cover you? You have no chance to become president. You don't have 15%. You can't get into the debates. If you can't get into the debates, then why should the media cover you? And if the media isn't going to cover you, how are you going to get 15%? If you can't get into the debates,
catch 22.
Yeah, exactly. 15%?
It's a vicious cycle. So in stating this 15% requirement, the CPD knew very well that they would eliminate third-party candidates. And Absolutely. Being that the CPD was founded by the Republican and Democratic national chairman, the mm-hmm. former chairman, it's pretty obvious what's going on.
It seems real obvious to me. And it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to this republic that we have here, and it's very sad. If you've got a comment at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So again, continuing the story from last night, Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate, David Cobb, the Green Party candidate, both, there was a protest, actually, with, according to what I heard, about 500 people that were marching towards mm-hmm. The college campus where the actual Bush-Kerry debate was being held at. They marched towards the campus with Cobb and Badnarik, and then they gave speeches, and then they crossed the police line in an attempt to enter the debate.
I'd like to make it clear to everyone out there that Badnarik and Cobb peaceably crossed the
That's correct.
The police line. They peaceably crossed the police line. They just kind of they shouldered their way through and immediately gave up and submitted to arrest.
That's correct.
Peacefully.
Nor were they, and by the way, from what I've read so far, they were not charged with anything either. They were just taken away, held in a cell for about an hour or two, and then released.
Oh, yeah, until the debate was over.
Because they had crossed into the non-free speech zone.
Which is a whole other issue entirely, the fact that we have to have free speech zones now in this country. What is this nation turning into? Where are we going?
Somewhere scary.
Don't you think we're going to be there? Don't you think we're going to end up with pretty much the same place, regardless of whether it's Bush or Kerry after November? Don't you think it's going to be that same scary place, just with a few different shades of paint on the wall, basically?
To a huge extent. I mean, maybe we'll have a different healthcare, different taxes, different education. Who knows? But it's all going to be very, very much the same.
You know, the part where I turned off the debate last night was after Kerry was asked a question, or Kerry was answering a question in regards to something about security, and he just started going off on how George Bush just isn't going far enough. George Bush's security program, they don't check all your bags at the airport.
Yeah.
And they don't do this, and they don't do that, and all these new security protocols that he wants to implement under his campaign. I'm sure George Bush came back, and I tuned out right after that. I'm sure George came back and said something about, well, I'm going to do this and this and this, so I'll have more security. And that's where we're going with both of these candidates.
And I guarantee you that both of these candidates are smart enough to know that all of the security that they implement is completely meaningless.
You really think they know that?
I do, absolutely.
So then they're doing this on purpose to expand power,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I believe that, that they're intentionally doing it. I mean, because, look, Kerry's smart enough to know that he needs to talk about security in order to gain the support of the American public. Kerry knows that he needs to talk about baggage being scanned, and that he knows that he needs to talk about boxes being scanned at incoming ports. And Kerry, I think, knows that regardless of all those safety precautions, I wish I could say quotes in some way, mm-hmm. but I think that it's all a false.
It's a sham.
It's a false sense of security because there are so many different ways that terrorists could attack.
Yep.
If they wanted to.
That they're not checking for, and they never will be able to.
Yeah,
they
never would be able to.
Yeah, you know how many people we'd have to hire? At every port around the country?
Do you know what kind of a police state this country would have to be in order to protect us from every possible terrorist attack?
Speaking of that, take a look at New York City. They had the recent, I guess it was just about a month or two ago, where their security alert, the colored level thing, was raised to red, I guess, in New York City alone. And as a result of that, they shut down tunnels, and all trucks and vans were being checked. So anybody who was trying to drive a delivery truck, for instance, was literally shut out. I mean, they couldn't get around the city. It was just frightening. I can't imagine having to go through that.
So then you stop business dead in its track, and then you're screwing with the economy even more.
Totally.
I mean, come on.
One of the things that I wish I knew more about was actually what happened right here in Florida, which was the military coming in and taking over after the hurricane.
I don't know anything about that.
Just south of us, the military, there was I don't know if it was Venice or Port Charlotte, was under military control for a short period of time. And actually...
Seriously?
I heard recently someone told me that that area is still under military control.
Well, did you hear recently about the computer information that was found over in Iraq involving a bunch of the schools around here in the United States? One of them is a Fort Myers school. And apparently there were all sorts of detailed plans about the building layouts and stuff like that, and
that's kind of spooky.
You know, I mean, that's quite creepy.
More threats to make you feel unsafe everywhere you go.
More security now. All right, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more on this and your calls about absolutely anything and the VA. It's all coming up on Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free for you nationwide and you worldwide listeners. You're welcome to email us at ftl@freetalklive.com and read your emails on the air live. Also, log on to freetalklive.com, get involved in the chat room, the bulletin board system, and so much more. We're deep in the middle of a conversation about the debates about the future of freedom and the republic in this country. And it looks pretty bleak right now with Michael Badnarik and David Cobb. To finish the story, they were arrested, held for last night. They were outside of the debates, tried to get in. Mike Badnarik actually had an order to a notice of cause in his pocket. He was actually there to serve an order, a court order, and they obstructed him from doing that by arresting him.
Yep.
And so that actually, interestingly, that court order is in regards to the final presidential debate, the third debate, which is to be held at Arizona State University.
Yeah, in order to show cause.
Right. Basically, the just to make this simple, they are arguing, the Libertarian Party has filed a lawsuit in Arizona, and they're saying they filed it for an injunction to stop the debate based on the fact that, or the allegation that the university has expended public money on this as a donation to the party. Do I have this right? Am I explaining this correctly?
Yes. Basically, what it is that the debates, if you think about it, the fact that those debates are completely bipartisan makes them, because the debates are, by the Constitution and legally, supposed to be nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
They're the presidential debates of the United States of America, not of the Republican and Democratic Party. So the CPD allowing only the Republicans and Democrats to participate in those debates is a huge campaign contribution to both the Republicans and the Democrats, because they're not allowing third parties.
Plus, and there was, I think, $2 million involved in putting this debate together, and that money went to the parties. And so they're basically saying that you either let us in, or we get this injunction to stop the debate. Now, if that doesn't make news, and the news organizations ignore that, just like they ignored Badnarik and Cobb being arrested last night.
Now, one of the things that I think is very interesting also about that is that the debate in Arizona, on the very first presidential debate, they specifically mentioned that, during the broadcast, that there may or may not be a third debate. There was some question about it. They actually said that on ABC.
They the lawsuit hadn't been filed at that point, though.
Yes, it had.
It had.
Yes, it had.
Really?
And they specifically mentioned it. And when I was watching the debates, I was like, oh my God, they mentioned it. They actually mentioned that there might not be a third debate.
So you think they might just call it off?
I don't know.
Don't talk about why.
I don't know. But they said that there was going to be a third debate, and I don't know whether or not they defeated it or if they had already just something having closed doors that they know that they're going to be able to just push it through.
Well, you have to wonder what it's going to take to finally get the third party in there to finally allow us to have a third choice on the ballot.
Now, the fact that the media is completely not covering Badnarik, they're not covering Cobb, they're not covering the arrest of
To be fair, it got a mention. It got a mention in an article just about whatever. In an article about everything that happened on the campus last night.
Where?
They mentioned Badnarik and Cobb were AP. They mentioned that Badnarik and Cobb were arrested, and it was just a one-sentence blurb in this big article. That was it.
Barely.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is no media really covered the fact that the leaders of two huge organizations, the Green Party and the Libertarian Party, they've got hundreds of thousands of members.
There's enough support behind those organizations to get them on almost all the ballots.
Now, right. There have been national news stories about the mayor of a town crashing his car. I mean, much, much smaller things have made national news. The fact that this is being covered up signifies to me that our country is definitely, without a question, heading towards an environment much like socialism, you know, socialist China, heading towards being like Russia, corrupt politicians in power. It's very obvious to me that at any moment our country could snap and become a police state.
Now, isn't the media supposed to be, they're not supposed to take the watchdogs. They're supposed to be fair.
They're supposed to be the watchdogs.
I mean,
they're supposed to be journalists.
It's Fox that claims that they're so, you know, that they're so fair and you know, they want to present all the sides
and
all the issues.
Yeah, that's a big joke. Fox, speaking of Fox, they canceled Michael Badnarik's appearance on Bill O'Reilly as he was on his way to the appearance. They canceled him and said, there's a breaking news from the Scott Peterson case that we have to cover. Never invited him back. There was another person who was scheduled to be on Bill O'Reilly who was instructed to not say Badnarik's name on the air. He was given those instructions expressly before the show, and he said, well, then I'm not going to be on.
Right,
he left, and somebody else replaced him and was given those same instructions. But there is definitely media complicity going on here. There has to be, because real journalists investigate stories, and they report on them.
Especially major news. That news involves so many people. There are so many people that Badnarik is polling at 8% in certain states. That's huge. there's a large organization. You don't ignore a news event.
But they do. They do ignore it. In those states that you're talking about, they'll report that Bush is getting 42% and Kerry's getting 43%, and then they just leave off the other percents.
Right.
But what I'm saying, Ian, is that it becomes obvious to me and obvious to anyone else with any sort of rational sense of intelligence that there is a blatant cover-up going on at this point, that they have, at this point, because they have ignored a major event like civil disobedience by two major political party candidates, that there is an intentional cover-up going on. If they've tipped their hand at
this
point.
What's it going to take? What is the event going to be that's going to bring us to that police state that you're describing? Because we're almost there right now. Is it just going to be another terrorist attack? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Another fake.
Yeah, right. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We want to know what you think. Where is this country going? And who's going to take it there? This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
George Bush says he's your war president and led us into one in Iraq, based on lies. John Kerry wants to send even more troops. Both will reinstate the military draft. Michael Bednarik, the libertarian candidate for president, will end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home to defend our own country without a draft. To return America to her heritage of peace and freedom, libertarian Michael Bednarik is your only choice. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Or take action online and log on to Bednarik.org. That's Bednarik.org. NARIK.org. Vote for peace, freedom, and liberty this November. Vote for Libertarian candidate for president Michael Bednarik.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
You've seen this look in Home Design Magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at walworth.com. That's walworth.com.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear what's on your mind, and I'm surprised that we have not got a phone call, considering all that we've been discussing.
It's just because we've covered all the aspects of it, obviously. Nobody has anything to add to it.
Oh, maybe we'll get a phone call after what I'm about to say.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. Well, after all of what has gone on, what has transpired as far as the cover-up going on with Michael Bednarik and David Cobb's civil disobedience and them getting arrested for doing what any good patriot should be doing. I mean, at some point when our armies are invading basically a defenseless country, I'm going to start talking about the fact that if our media and our government is capable of covering up something like the civil disobedience of the third largest political party in this country, and capable of covering something up like the Green Party and the Libertarian Party, presidential candidates trying to serve papers to the illegal actions of the Commission on Presidential Debates, if our media is willing to completely cover that up and not even talk about it, I think that we're getting towards being like what a communist Russia is going to be like. And I want out. I want out of this country at this point.
You're giving up.
Wow.
I'm giving up. I am leaving. And I consider myself to be a patriot. I consider myself to enjoy freedom. And I believe that our freedom in this country is being taken away. And I'm really starting to believe conspiracy theories at this point. Because if they're able to cover that up, cover up something like...
Well,
freedom.
I mean, you're just talking about the major media not reporting on it. The fact is, we know it happened. We're here talking about it on our worldwide syndicated radio show that it happened. So the people listening to us know that it happened.
But,
and if it wasn't for the internet, though, if we weren't in the information age, we'd already be there. I agree with you. We are going down that road. And if it wasn't for the internet, we would be in a police state right now. It's the fact that we can send out emails to millions of people at a time and alert them to these things that are going on, that we actually are kind of only slowly, incrementally moving down that road. Of course, the terrorist attack, alleged terrorist attack in 2001, got us down that road, a big jump. I mean, we jumped down the road after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's going to take. They're going to have to manufacture another one. And, of course, that's what conspiracy theory you're talking about,
yeah.
Is the allegation that the government had everything to do with 9/11, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. That's the conspiracy theory that I'm talking
about.
Makes sense. Am I making a huge jump, though, by saying that if the media is not covering this, if the major media, which is supposed to be investigatory and cover stories, is not covering this, that then there must be, and maybe this is a jump, maybe this is a logistical jump, but maybe that there is some sort of conscious effort by the government to suppress certain things, that there is a conscious and willful effort to suppress these third parties.
They wouldn't be able to suppress them without the complicity of the news media, though. They're bed buddies, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
They're hand in hand in this. I mean, the news media has an interest in protecting the government because the government, in return, protects the news media. The government's the one that hands out the licenses, after all. They're
true.
In control. If they wanted to shut Fox News down, they could do it. If they want to shut CNN down, they could do it. And you know those guys have to know it, the people in charge
yep.
of those networks. I've been in the broadcasting business for more than seven years now, and Mike, you've had some experience in the industry. You know how money-driven this business is.
Oh, yes.
If they could make money off of covering the third-party campaigns, they absolutely would. So... why aren't they? Because you would think that if they added another person to the debates, they'd get more people watching it. We know they would. They did in 1992. So the reason why they're not is because they're working with the state. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about the VA coming up next. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
U.S. Golden.